Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as well as our listeners of Sirius FM. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 30th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 30th of January, 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum mauna Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on Umrah. Mufti Saab, to a person who is a new Muslim, can Mufti Saab please break it down? What is the meaning of Umrah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we come to that, few important things we should know. Number one is that today is the 30th of Rajab in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa and 90% of the countries of the world. Tonight, inshaAllah al-Aziz, once the sun sets, that will usher in the Mubarak, blessed, honorable month of Sha'ban. And then we should be reading, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Sha'ban a month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Then we should also be reading the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi, especially for us here in South Africa. We know that people are kidnapped, people are hijacked. Our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai, I spoke to a family member yesterday and he says the family are in very, very bad, you know, condition. And I mean that is now almost 5 months or no, so you know. They're feeling very, very down. So Allah have mercy on them. Allah Ta'ala envelope them in His mercy. So we read, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security, protection, preservation of our iman, our islam. Grant us tawfiq, the ability, Ya Allah, and the divine guidance, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, our actions, our speech must be beloved to you and must be pleasing to you. Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher. You are the nourisher, sustainer of the celestial creation, that is the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, everything. So this hadith in Tirmidhi is authentic. Third one narrated on the authority of him, that is Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the new lunar month starts, said, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then, Allahumma inni as'aluka khair hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month. So in this case, the month of Sha'ban. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. I ask you the protection from evil taqdeer and destiny and fate, F-A-T. وسوء الحشر, and from the bad, terrible, horrible congregation assembly on the day of justice. So Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, and mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So that's one chapter finished. Second chapter that now we read still till sunset. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. From tonight onwards we will say Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Then tomorrow everywhere will be inshallah the first 95-99% of the world, because we are 30, and those countries like, you know, Mauritius and that were today 29, then tomorrow will be the first inshallah. We hope and pray that they also will then see the moon, and then inshallah that for us automatically is the first, so then they also will have the first of Sha'ban. So read Allah Mubarak lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So ya Allah, give us barakah during this month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan, and save us and spare us for the month of Ramadan. So that's second issue. Third issue is this. Now our topic for today will be Umrah, and next week will be Ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara inshaAllah. So before we speak about the Umrah and all those things, there are four or five issues we should be very clear about. Number one, next week we are going for Umrah, for example. So what must be our intention? That's the first thing. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Today people go there for holiday, people go there for shopping, people go there for honeymoon, people have various different hidden agendas, ulterior motives. Quran Kareem taught us وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. When you perform Hajj, the pilgrimage, or you perform Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, so then it must be solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah. So that's the first thing. Second, the money we use, we purchase the ticket, our boarding, lodging there, hotel, our eating, all these type of things. So remember, must be halalan tayyibah. If you want the barakat and you want the goodness and the good results to come, then the income must not be tainted and the money must not be haram and so forth. So that is very, very important. Third one, when we reach there, so remember then we must guard our ears, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, everything head to toe. Why? We are in the haram area. The haram area is the most sacred area in the world. What is indeed the haram? You know, people buy BMW. Be my wife, like that. So you buy BMW M3, 3M. You people don't know better than me all these things. So just remember M3, 3M. And what is that? Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. That constitutes the haram. Azizia is also part of the haram. Arafat is not part of the haram. It's out of the haram. Hudaybiyah is not part of the haram. Shumaysiyah nowadays is out of the haram. So we should know the three M's, the M3, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. For that Allah Ta'ala informs us, chapter 22, verse number 25, وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation, oppression, suppression, then نُذِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish that person with a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Then the last one, the route you will take. You said you're going for Umrah, right? Suleiman told us you're going for Umrah next week, for example. So now which route you taking? So people will go via Cairo, via Egypt. People will go via Istanbul. There's no direct flight, right, from South Africa. And remember that, or they will go via Addis Ababa or Ethiopia, or either they will go via Dubai, Emirates, or they will go via Abu Dhabi, and that is, remember, Ittihad. Or they will go with Qataria and via Doha. So these are the famous routes. So now, yeah, we have to pause for a moment. All these places you are going through and your intention is Umrah. So in that place there, you must fasten your ihram. Bath, shower, all that you can do at home. But if you got time, you do it there. You'll feel more comfortable, more refreshed and so forth. Shower is 2 minutes job, 5 minutes job, you understood. It's not that you have to take half an hour and 1 hour and just waste water the whole time. So, and then you tie your ihram. So when you tie your ihram, remember you must keep your feet far apart. And no underwear, no vest, no jockey, no all that, brief, nothing, remember that. And thereafter, you read your 2 rakat salat. This 2 rakat salat is not even sunnat, it's nafil salat. It's not proven in authentic hadith that Nabi alayhi salam read it independently. So therefore, most to most is nafil, you understood? Sometimes the way our people carry on about this 2 rakat, they'll make it more important than the first salat. They will miss the first salat, but they must read the 2 rakat. So it shows the deception of shaitan, you see. So imagine going for Umrah, which is Sunnah, and you're missing first Salat, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, whatever. So that type of Umrah is a cursed Umrah, remember that. Then you must remember, so now when you come there, Jeddah, then you start learning. Jeddah, why is Jeddah called Jeddah? It's called Jeddah, with the Fatha, Zabar on the Jeem. Our grandmother is buried there, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. According to history and all that, I went to her grave, Mubarak, long grave there. And remember, it is called Judda Bidwammil Jim, Bapesh on the Jim. So that is Al Mina, that is the harbor, and there by the ocean. In Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, this harbor became very, very effective, and it was from that time till now. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu became Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram in the year 24. So we should know this is his contribution and so forth. Then you come there. From there, now you, what is the ibadah you're going to do? Labbaik. So already now Suleiman, you understand, wife, daughter, sister, whoever. So they're going what? So they must learn the labbaik. That the whole labbaik. So first you're going to read your salat. You make intention. Allahumma inni uridul umrata. Fayassir hali wa taqabbala minni. Ya Allah, I make intention of umrah. Make it easy for me, accept it. In any language, don't have to be in Arabic. And then labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. You know, we used to go for Hajj and go for Umrah, take groups. So from Madinah Munawwara, so everybody in the bus, 48, 49, 50 people. So I used to sit right in front, next to the driver. Then I called these youngsters, you see, one by one. I say, Ahmad, come. Muhammad, come. Abdullah, come. Zaid, come. So they I to tell them before, I'm going to call you. So then they read. Sometimes they get stuck also in between. I say, you're the muallim now, you see. So now you're teaching the people. So labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So in Petersburg, Polokwane, there was one youngster. He was very young, you know. So very handsome also. So he was reading. Then after 10, 15 years, I don't know how many years I met him. He say, you didn't know me. I said, no, what's your name? Then I told him that you say there was one youngster there, he came once for Umrah with us. So he starts smiling and laughing. He said, I'm the youngster. So I said, what you doing? He said, I'm a Molvi now, I'm finished. I said, oh, mashallah. Therefore you look like a Sheikhul Islam now, mashallah. So you see, he remembered that, you know, that he was the Muallim and teaching the people how to read. So it was good for him, his inspiration for them, you see. Then, now you will come to Makkah. So you must know Makkah, what it means. Makkah means to crush. Everybody in his hometown, home country is Master Somebody. There in Makkah, we Master Nobody. People will push you, people will trap your toes, people will do a lot of things, you must remember that. So that's a separate topic now, how many names of Makkah and all that, so leave that out now. Now you will go to your hotel. Now you want to take a shower. It's so hot there, 40 degrees, 50 degrees. So you can take shower, you can change your ihram, you can do all that. But no soap, no shampoo, no lotion, no nothing. You ladies, you want to change your clothing, for you is a normal clothes. So you want to change your underwear, all that, all permissible. But same law, you can't be using soap, shampoo and lotion and all these things here. So, but you take that, then you'll feel nice also. And refreshed and rejuvenated and all. Now, yeah, we have to pause. Just today also, or last night, the question came in. People always look for healer, for loophole, shortcut, you know. So, or this morning it came in. Yeah, this morning is correct. But Moana Salim Kareem, Allah reward Moana Salim Kareem is Appa, mashallah. The question was posed, I, Suleiman, am going for Umrah, but I'm to spend one night or two nights in Jeddah, and thereafter I will proceed for Umrah. Then in that situation, can I wear my ihram in Jeddah? So you understood the question now? Right. So my answer to it is this, that is the following. When you left South Africa or Kenya or India or wherever, Mauritius or whatever, Maldives or Malaysia, whatever, so what is your intention? You say Umrah, right? Now you book into a hotel for one night, two night day in Jeddah, shopping, sightseeing, all that. But remember, your intention is Umrah. So according to me, that is a loophole you are looking for and so forth. And we won't agree with all the, with respect, some of them are our teachers also. So it don't mean we have to follow sneakishly and just lakir ka fakir. We have to speak with evidence. The pilots, if you know, Saudi Airlines, they used to announce every time that we are passing the miqat and so forth. Emirates used to announce it, Egypt used to announce it. So all these airlines, now if they're doing it, I don't know. But I know when we used to go, they used to announce it. So that's one. Two, your intention is Umrah. So the best fatwa on that is the fatwa of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, rahimullah. He was a very, very great alim, great mufti. It don't mean now we have to agree with everything, but where credit is due, you have to give credit. We can differ on other issues. So remember that. So he passed the fatwa, and that is the fatwa we use. That he said to fasten ihram in Jeddah is la yajuz, irrespective sawa'an bil barri or bil bahri. Or bil jawi, whether you came in by road, you came in by ship, you came in by plane, you can't fasten ihram in Jeddah. You see? So that's why we will tell that brother, Suleiman, his mother, his wife, his daughter, whoever, that now you are in Jeddah and your intention is to go to Makkah for Umrah. So in a case like that, what must you do? So you must go to backwards now. Go to Juhfa. So that is 1 hour, 1.5 hour away, and there is wonderful facilities there. So you fasten your ihram there. Or you go from there, Makkah, and then you turn off to Taif. And then you go to Taif, a sail. Sail is where the miqat is. Wonderful. There we must give credit to the Saudi government. You understand? They made wonderful one. I went to these miqat places different. I used to go, you know, investigating journalist. You see, I like that term. So I say, why must I go fasten ihram here, fasten? Go different places and see, you see. See now today how it benefits, you see. So that is there. Yes, you see, we mustn't speak half truth and half we keep quiet. No. There are some and very senior ulama who say, in a situation like that, you can fasten ihram in Jeddah. We say, ma'a jalalatihim, ma'a al-ihtiram, with respect, but we don't agree with them. Understood? Because your intention is Umrah, and you pass the miqat deliberately, and you were not in the state of ihram. So if you do that, and you're going to fasten ihram in Jeddah, then you will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep. Their purpose. Suleiman went with his wife, he went with his mother, he went with his daughter, and all of them are baligh and mature and sane and so forth. So not small children. Then there'll be four dams there, four goats, four sheep, four goats or four. He must slaughter there in the haram area. So because one for him, one for his mother, one for his daughter, one for his wife. You see that? Where are you going to get the goats and sheep? You go outside Makkah. Don't just give the money to people. Don't think in Makkah, Medina, everybody is honest. Quran says they're not like that. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. Some people in Medina, they continue persist with their nifaq and hypocrisy. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You don't know them. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know them. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. We will punish them twice in this world once. Then barzakh after death. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. And if they died in that condition of nifaq and hypocrisy, we dispatch them to hell, Jahannam. Surah number 9 and verse 101. So we should know all these things here, you see. So we can't be so naive and simple and so forth. Then our people, they always get angry, you know. You see how many things we have to discuss before the Umrah. So there, because now they can go for Umrah, they can't go for hungry. They have to eat first. Kana, pina, sauna is our people's life, you know. So now, whenever we used to take groups and all that, there are people witness to it. Not now, 20, 30 years. So we used to tell them, by all these foreign meat, this KFC and this McDonald's and all this, you understand? Even Al-Baik is foreign, you must remember that. It's not local. So all this chicken and meat and that comes from outside and is imported, their Saudis imported and all Al-Humul Mustawrada, you must abstain from it. Our fatwa is not permissible. If you want to eat the meat and all these things there, then you eat al-wataniya, the local one. You understood? So that one day is still okay a little bit. But if you want to practice on taqwa and precaution, then just stay away from all the meat and all the chicken, and you must just have your fish, your vegetable, your fruit, eggs, and all these type of things. And you will survive, you won't die or something. But if you really want to eat the local, then eat the local one. On this, I must give you a story, Mona Zaid Khan. I don't think I told you before, I can't remember. Many, many years ago, in Medina Munawwara, one South African came to ask me a masla. So I told him, but he was a Jamaat brother, Tabligh brother. He wasn't satisfied. You can make out the guy is not satisfied. So I told him, see, meet me here after Asr, and then me and you, we both will go there by Hazrat Mohsin Khan Sahib. The Markaz was there, that Masjid al-Nur. So we went, so that Hazrat is Hazrat. He said, why you came and which masla you came to ask? You see? So I said, Hazrat, the brother couldn't speak proper Urdu. I said that I don't want to ask, this brother wants to ask, he's from Africa, you know, Junubi Africa, and this is the masla issue. So Hazrat gave the same answer I gave. Then Hazrat gave something new. He said, you the Molvi, you the Sheikh, you this, whatever of your group, you must tell your people of South Africa that yea, in Medina Munawwara, if they go and buy live chicken, then they bought it, this thick is all right, but don't tell those people to slaughter it. Hazrat Mohsin Khan Sahib is telling me, this is in the 70s, that majority of the people who are selling this chicken are the Rawafis, are the Shias. You see? So don't tell them to slaughter. You buy it and then you take it and you slaughter it yourself and so forth and so on. Now while we're on this topic, you know that this week there was a big, I understand, controversy here in Lens. You know about it. And here in our street, that's where the masjid is. Masjid there. Sufi masjid. That street's name is what? Is that this thing, Masjid, Sufi Masjid, Nightingale Street. If I'm there every day, so what number is that masjid? 100, you understand? Chota Panjbhai, you know, he's Rahimahullah. So his sons are running it, mashallah. And so in that street there, somebody, just for the moment, keep it as somebody, is selling cheese. But they're not telling you the whole story. The people who are selling the cheese, manufacturing it, processing it, are non-Muslims, they're Hindus. You got it? So the first objection and ishkal will come, that how come UABC, halal organization, are giving halal certificates to people who are manufacturing the cheese or what have you, but they themselves are non-Muslim. Is that right? I'm asking, is that right?
No.
Obviously it's wrong. Understood? So that's the first ishkal. That don't try and come with stories and all that. Answer the questions. So is that the people who are processing it, manufacturing the cheese and all that? So are they Muslim or non-Muslim? They're non-Muslim. So our question on that is, when people are non-Muslim and they manufacture all this, and then you give them a halal certificate, is that right or wrong? We say it's wrong. You will say it's right because you want to make money. Number two is this. Now we're going slowly, slowly. Then, initially, for the people who are here for many, many years and they know them. So I investigated it. They're in the masjid with the people who know them. They said thereafter they started selling meat and all that. But the Hindus, when they don't respect their own religion, what are they going to respect Islam? Huh? You say you're Hindu, but you're vegetarian, you're supposed to be. But they're selling meat and all these type of things here. So now, so how you then allow these things here? They're not even respecting their own religion. So what are they going to show you respect? So there's the second objection. You see that? So that is the second. Third objection is this. That truck that came there is not a truck that just came and parked in front of a mosque or something. That truck there, it picks up the cheese and then goes and deliver ABC. But that same truck there, whichever company it is and so forth, it picks up meat. What it bothers, whether it's halal meat or haram meat, it picks up pork. You don't understand? Not from there, but from other places. You don't understand? So I'm asking you, so many objections you have, there are, which are valid objections, and you're telling us there's nothing to worry about. So how can that be? You understood? But you see, the bottom line always is money. That money is sweeter than honey. So therefore, Saudi Arabia, all this they're doing, this MBS and all these things, it got nothing to do with Islam and Ibadat and all that. Their whole aim is to promote tourism, you see. So openly they say, we for this Umrah, we want 30 million people in Ramadan alone. So last year, Ramadan 14, 45, they hit the target. You must remember that. You see that? Or this 14, 46 now, because now we're coming to what now? We're coming, or the Ramadan is coming again now, so this is 14, 46 Ramadan. So that is 14, 45. So that is right, so I said. So 30 million people went. That I read in their newspapers. So you must remember. And Hajj they want. So they want 100 million people to come there per year. That is their target. For what? You think they're going to make ibadat there? You didn't see the new packages, Maulana? The new packages for Umrah, we're discussing Umrah. They got, what is that shaitan's name? Utaar? Ronaldo, yeah. So Ronaldo and that. They got his photo there. And they got there that this day he will be playing soccer there for the team and all that. So go make Umrah, go Medina and see Ronaldo live. I saw it myself. You must remember that. So this is the halat of the ummah. This is the halat of the agents. What agents care? You must remember that. Hey, their aim is just to make money. So you must remember this type of thing. So good, that topic also came out. Now you ladies, the Saudi government, the embassy, or they are people, they're not bothered about whether you're married or not married. You can go there with your girlfriend. You can go there with your boyfriend. You can go without the mahram. All that is permissible nowadays for them. Permissible not in Sharia, but permissible for them. They're not going to ask you questions. So people who are transgender are going. People who are gay are going. People who are lesbian are going. All in the name of Islam. And so forth and so on. So how are you? And they're promoting all these things, yeah. They said openly for 2034, all welcome. Whether you're transgender, whether you're gay, whether you're lesbian, whether you're ABC, XYZ, and so forth. So we must be very, very clear on these type of issues here, you see. So it's not just Umrah. There are many related issues as well. Okay, now ask the next question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, so when we go for Umrah,
Where should we go first? Where should we stop first? Should we go to Medina Munawwara first or Makkah Mukarramah?
Personally, I encourage people in this day and this age rather to go to Medina Munawwara first. Why? One, you are getting more reward, a littiba'in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the umrahs which he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performed 6th year, 7th year, 8th year, a hajj at the time, so was from Madina Munawwara. 6th year was the aborted umrah, the one of Hudaybiyah and that. But 7th year umrah was performed, 8th year it was performed. So 8th year was from Jirana, but the Master alayhi sallam came initially from Medina. So like that. So that's why you get more reward also. One, ujurukum ala qadri mashaqqatikum. So that is one issue. Second issue, if you want a book to read, you mozaid, you should think about this. So get 2-3 youngsters like you, you understand. And this great masterpiece of Hazrat Shaykh Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the original book is written in Arabic and then translated by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi. And the taqreez, the foreword and all that, written by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimu. I get both, the Arabic and Urdu. So, and then Maulana Abdul Rahim, you know, yeah, in Zimbabwe, in Malawi. So, your mother, Malawi it is, nah? So the, no, not Malawi, Zambia. In Zambia, Chipata. So you must remember that these two brothers, the Motala brothers, you know. So Maulana Yusuf Motala, he's there. I met him there in London, in the Blackburn. And you know his madrasa there. And anyway, and one brother here. So he told me, this Maulana Abdul Rahim, next time you come, you must stay here by me 3 days. So I said, all right, Hazrat. He said, promise me. I promised him. You understood? And then he came to the border to see me. Oh, the people were very surprised. He said, Hazrat, don't do this, but he likes you. So Hazrat passed away after that. So that promise also passed away. So Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He taught me a lot of things. He said, Sheikh wrote that book. And tonight is first Shaban. Sheikh passed away on first Shaban, 1982. Last etikaf was here. Understood? And Stenger, 1981. After that, nothing. Because first Shaban came 82, Sheikh passed away. So Rahimahullah, great, great, giant genius he was. So he wrote that book in 3 days in Arabic. Me and you will take 3 years till we won't finish it also. You understand? So this is karamat of these people, remember that. So anyway, so that is my advice. And why? Especially people going first time, for them to fasten ihram and in the plane and then go toilet, make wudu, all big problems for them, you understand? That one sheikh came from Cape Town, I won't forget him, Imam Simons. He's from Hanover Park, you see. He passed away, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So I had good contact with this sheikh. So I say, Sheikh, come give lecture here, man. So he come give lecture, he say, he may put us. You see, you in ihram, you must think you in a miniskirt. You must think you in a miniskirt. Watch out how you sit and all this. So me, I just look down. I say the right example he gave, but he used like, you know, funny word, miniskirt, like you see. So he's trying to tell the people, you must be very careful. People sit like this with their legs wide open. People sit, their thighs are exposed. A lot of other things also exposed. So all that. Now for our people, they're not used to it, especially if it's first time and so forth. So logistical reasons also, we will say that. So that. But if a lady now, somebody, Suleiman is going with his wife, and if they're going to Medina, and then by the time they come to Makkah, then she will be in menses. So then in that case, it's better they go to Makkah first, you see. So a lot of issues to think about and so forth and so on. Now we come to the nitty-gritty, you see, how to perform the Umrah itself. So now you settle down in your hotel. Now from your hotel, you're coming to the Haram, the Masjidul Haram itself. So what you going to do? From Jeddah Airport to Makkah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Now from your hotel to the Masjid, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. The whole thing, not stop there. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka. Then when you walk inside and you see your eyes fall on the Baytullah, your gaze, so then now you stop reading. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You start Umrah now, practically. So before that, you must do 2-3 things. Number one, you make dua before you start. What a dua Imam Abu Hanifa used to make. Imam Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, 60 Hajj. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah 55. Hazrat Piran Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu 50 Hajj. You see that? So you must know that. So Imam Abu Hanifa, they asked him, Ustadji, Sheikh, you the big Ustad? I'm there first time, I'm going to make dua. What dua I must make? He said, make this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every subsequent dua. What we call? Mustajabud Dawat. Make me Mustajabud Dawat. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, you are Mustajabud Dawat. What the proviso? What is the proviso? Eat halalan tayyiba. You see that? Today we want to eat McDonald's, KFC, Starbucks and Skybucks and Allah, I don't know what other bucks, haram bucks and so forth, and we make dua. Then we say our dua is not accepted. Now, how it works? See, we have to be very circumspect and careful in this regard. Understand that thing. There's not a joke. It's very serious. So anyway, so that is the one issue. Now, then you, the man. Now Suleiman is in ihram, I'm in ihram, or Zaid is there, you in ihram. So you can't just go like that. So then you must make istiba. What is istiba? You expose the right shoulder. Only for the men now, not woman. Woman will cover everything. So that you expose that. And remember, no underwear. I told you all that. Sometimes our guys, they forget, you know. They leave it on and big problems then. So you must then expose the right shoulder for all 7 rounds of that tawaf. So remember, then before your salat, then you enter and now you come to the mataf. And then you walk. You stand opposite Hajar-e-Aswad. You don't touch the Baytullah. You don't touch the kiswa, the ghilaf, because there's itar and perfume everywhere. And you in ihram, you can't use perfume, itar and touch it and so forth. So from a distance, you face Hajar-e-Aswad, you raise your hands first time, like how we raise in Salat, Allahu Akbar, almost to the ears and all that, you see. And then, now you start tawaf. How are you going to start tawaf, Mohana Zahid? Anti-clockwise. You understood? How? Anti-clockwise, you see. So if somebody asks you why anti-clockwise, what you will say?
The heart is close to the Kaaba.
Good. That's one answer we give. So remember, the first answer is, always give this as the first answer. When you study Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Seerah Mubarakah and A'mal Salihah, so Quran taught us, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, yuhbibkum Allah, then you become beloved by Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins get forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31. So the first answer will be, we must follow the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember these two hadiths. For salat, swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, Bukhari Sharif. Just now we're going to go for Zuhr salat, so we follow the Master alayhi salam immaculately. For Umrah, for Hajj, Sahih hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Khudu anni manasikakum, and you going for Umrah, all that you want to go for Umrah, then read Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You see that? So Ya Allah, you teach us, you show us all these places, you see? So that is the thing. Now you raise your hand. Now what you going to do? You're going to go anti-clockwise. So reason first, that what Quran Sharif say. Second reason, what the Hadith Sharif say. I gave it to you, Quran and Sunnah. Third reason, what you said. The heart is closer to the Kaaba Musharrafa. Then we remember what Sufyan Thawri said. Allahumma ja'alid dunya fi aydina, wa la taj'alha fi qulubina. Ya Allah, I'm just bringing it to our time. Give me nice house, nice car, nice wife, nice children, nice food, nice. Everything. but keep it in my hands, Ya Allah. Don't place it in my heart. The heart is for you. The heart is for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart is for Islam. Today we made qalb-e mawzu. We turned the whole thing upside down. That the dunya, the dollar and the rand and the money and the rupee and all that is right in the heart. Deen is in our hands. So first thing we sacrifice is deen. Just see Fajr time. A three-quarter of the musalli is Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. The 2 days after Ramadan, everything back to normal. Kamakan, you must remember that. So that's a sign of rejection. Al hasana to ba'd al hasana, to continue with the good deeds, sign of acceptance. Al sayya ba'd al hasana, go back to the vices after doing good, is a sign of rejection, of being mardud. Al iyazu billah, and Allah protect us, but that's the reality. So now you're going to do. And what's another reason? Write it down, big mental note, Mawzahid. Ijazul Quran. You married, so you know. Quran Kareem tells us in chapter 76, Surah Dahar, Surah Insan also they call it. So min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi faja'alnahu sami'an basira. Husband, wife fulfill the conjugal relationship. So when the husband ejaculates, and now that semen and sperm and all that, it starts moving. How it moves? It goes anti-clockwise. Subhanallah. Oh, Hazrat Insan. Oh, Master Human Being. Your origin also is anti-clockwise. So when you come to the holiest, most sacred place, then also you go anti-clockwise. You see? And then the last one, these non-Muslims, they ask me so many times, why you'll go round and round? So what, you're crazy? And I said, no, we are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, dine and swine. And all. That's for you all day, not for us. And then when your clothes get dirty, Tom, Dick and Mary, then you place it in the washing machine. Then it goes round and round and comes out white and clean, sparkling. So we say that we go round and round and we come out pure from our sins. Hadith in Tirmidhi, everyone should try, at least make effort. Man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra. One tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So if you go round the Baytullah 50 times, 50 times 7 is what? 350. So 350 times you will go round the Baytullah. So 50 tawaf, what I said? 50 tawaf, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu umhu. You come out so pure and cleansed like the day your biological daughter, your biological mother gave birth to you. My concentration went away to Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. I'm still remembering him. We made, you understand, with Hazrat, we were there in Makkah, with Hazrat, we were there in Medina, Umrah time, Hajj time. So we couldn't speak, we were just small lightikis, but people used to ask. So I heard this directly, no idhar udhar ki baate. So Hazrat said, Jawani ka zamana tha, if we were very young, to hum har roz yomiya 32, 33, 33 martaba tawaf karte the. In one day, 32 tawaf, 33 tawaf. You try Zaid, Maulana, and see, your janaza will come out, you understood? So the most I did was 10 in one day. And the way I slept after that, you understood? So the crowds are big and all that nowadays and so forth. So you must remember, the time was very small crowd. So that is our akabir, our genius, you must remember, giants and so forth. So now you're going around. So the first three rounds, you will make ramal, that you the man, you will make like you jogging, like you see, so that you mustn't think we weak like that, sahaba, you see. Then what dua? Best dua. Now we start in the tawaf. Whenever you make tawaf, for umrah or nafil tawaf, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, and then you're coming there towards the rukne, you're coming there towards the hijra Ismail, you're coming there towards the hatim, so then durooch Sharif, Salawat, and so forth. The best durood, the one we read in Salat. Then you pass that semicircle, now you're coming towards Rukna Yamani, Hadith in Ibn Majah. Read, whenever I have to make tawaf with my wife, so I have to read this portion loud, so she knew that she must start reading. Allah, I used to read loud, she read soft. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, I beg of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, I beg of you safety, comfort, protection fi dunya wal-akhirah, in this worldly life and in the year after. Ibn Majah's hadith 70, angels say Ameen, Ameen. You don't touch the Rukni Yamani now in Ihram, and you never ever kiss it. Remember that. There to kiss it is not permissible. Kissing is for Hajar Aswad only, but not in Ihram. So you must remember that. So you don't, the crowd is big, you just walk past, you don't raise hands, nothing. Rukni Yamani to Hajar Aswad, always Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. So you, the man, 7 rounds, your istiba, your right shoulder will be open. After the 7 rounds, then you close it. First 3 rounds, you jog a little bit. Woman, your normal pace and that, your normal walking, right? And now the 1 round is finished. So like that, you make 7 rounds. Simple. And where are you going to keep your gaze? You don't look here and there and look at the woman. One person came and he said, this woman got a lot of noor. You shaitan, you ride by Baitullah, you're looking at all the women and all different things. You see? So that is why we have to train our people. That remember, you write by Baytullah, you write there in Azizia. Our people in Azizia, you think they in Kruger Park, you understand? They walk around with shorty pyjama, the men. The women walk around with their nighty. You can see right through Jermakar. You must remember that. Say, no, it's far from the haram, you see. It's part of the haram. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْوِ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So you do all this ulta sida, upside down. Allah says, I'll give you a terrible punishment. Allah protect us. So we must remember these things. Thereafter, in our 3 actions, then you read your 2 rakat salat. Hanafi say is wajib, Shafi in him say is sunnah, and you read قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ وَاللَّهِ after surah Fatiha. You drink zamzam and that, nice and tired. You make dua, you see that? So multazam is there between the golden door and Hajar Aswad, not beneath the golden door. So there. But now these Saudis also, the way they made it, only 2 people, 3 people. So I used to always gap in there, and there was a small, like a circle there, golden circle, you know, holding the khilaf. I used to catch it because I'm tall. And then I just gap in there nicely, and you spend long time there. It's the best place to make the dua, or right inside the Kaaba. Now who's going to get a chance to go inside the Kaaba? From every million, 1 person gets a chance, basically. So like that, you must remember. So now you finish that. And this thing is covered now, your right shoulder, before your salat. Now, 8 times you made istilam. Before you started, and then when you ended. Istilam means you raise your hand, you kiss it. Bismillah al-Akbar. Then when you're walking towards the place where you make tawaf, mataf. The place where you make safa, marwa, sa'i, mas'a. So you're going to walk towards Safa, Marwa, the Mas'ah. Then halfway or so, you turn back. You raise your hands again, the 9th time. And that is Sunnah also. Then you go there to Safa and Marwa. For Tawaf, you must have wudu. For Safa, Marwa, it's better to have wudu, but not compulsory. If now the wind comes out, your wudu breaks, you just carry on. You understand? In Safa. We're not saying you must go break your wudu now. We're just discussing academically. Then a big mistake, Safa Marwa, our people raise their hands like this, that is by the ears, all that is bid'ah, it's not permissible that. There where it's written to raise your hands at Safa Marwa means, raise your hands like how you raise your hands in dua. That is the meaning of raise your hands. You see how important it is. Then the dua you must read in Safa Marwa. So remember in Tawaf, Hajar Aswad to Hajar Aswad, 1 shot, 1 round. And there in Safa Marwa, started Safa, ended Marwa. That's one. Marwa to Safa too. So you will start at Safa and end at Marwa. And then what will happen? You will start there and end at Marwa 7 times. Best dua. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. You will see they got like 2 green lights. The men there, they will walk a little bit fast. You find some woman, they want to run. Even some South African woman. So I told him, no. He said, no. Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, she ran. So therefore we want to imitate. So I said, when Hazrat Hajar ran, there were men there. Or she was alone there. You running and your breast is going up and down and the eyes all that in front of everybody. You understand? So all this kind of thing, what you think in an exercise place or something. You see, jahalat, this is jahalat. Another big musibat nowadays is there, it's gone so common you can't believe. Right in the tawaf, right in the safa marwa, majority of the people, they wear sandal shoes and all that now. Total disrespect, you understand? I'm dead against that. You must do kalfut. And some people, they just jump in that, you understand? Electric wheelchair, and they say, tikche, man. The Saudis told us it dies. So what, you going for holiday and all these type of things? Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. Niyat. So when you finish your 7, then you go to the barber, the man, you shave your hair. Ibn Majah is beautiful hadith there. Rahimallahu al-muhalliqin, 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 then Muqassirin. Thrice Nabi alayhi salam made dua for those men who shaved the hair, and once only. And then Nabi alayhi salam in the other hadith said, the people, the men who don't shave the hair is a sign of their eyes. Imagine, go open Ibn Majah, you will see it. So now Tuesday I had tafsir, there's one youngster was going, he had long hair. I said, bye, make sure you cut your hair and shave it properly. I quoted this. For the woman, they don't have a husband and us. They go to the hotel room, just take the hair, turn it around their finger, and they cut it, finish. So once they have made their tawaf, they read their salat, they made safa marwa. So now if somebody says, how can they cut the hair? So when sahaba, all of them went ihram, how they came out from ihram? They cut their hair, they cut other people's hair. So totally permissible, provided that you did all the actions before that. You see that? So that is our. So simple umrah and everything will take you 2 hours, 2.5 hours. You make very long dua, like Nana Leda Buzruks, then 3 hours, you know, like by Padia and them, you see. Alhamdulillah, we made Hajj with them also. So then they make long, long dua. We shortcut, you know, understood? So it's simple, but you must know how to do it. Allah. So inshallah, then next week we will continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.